ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां
Shanti. Today is 16th of January 2021. The spiritual drill by Bap Dada. I become stable in the state of silence in a second. My eternal form is of sweet silence. Because the cycle is finishing, I have to return to my home of silence. Now the time to return home is close. Now it is the time to close my role of the three aspects of time, the beginning, the middle and the end. So stabilize myself in my eternal stage and eternal form. I check myself and see if I have conquered the senses. This is the spiritual drill, spiritual exercise to make me powerful. No matter what the atmosphere there is all around. There may be disturbance while living in sound. I practice for a long period of time going into the stage which is beyond sound. So Baba wants us to enter into the stage of silence. This soundless sound of silence. Why? Because time to return home is close. Because the place from where I had come is the place of silence. And my eternal form, my eternal stage, is the stage of sweet silence. So I practice this throughout the day, multiple times. This itself is a spiritual drill. An exercise, and the drill master is teaching us this exercise. Just as those physical exercises or drills make you powerful, they build up your muscles, they make you enthusiastic. All the sloth and the laziness which is there in the body goes away when you start exercising. That may be any exercise. But all exercise, they generate certain hormones in the body and you start feeling ecstatic. There is a return of the positive energy within. So, even the physical exercises affect the mind. This is a spiritual exercise in itself, a spiritual drill. And what is that drill? To take the mind away from the world of sound and enter into the world of silence. As if there are switch. You on the switch, suddenly you are taken out from the world of sound and you enter into the world of silence. you again on the switch, you come out in silence, from silence into sound. So this is itself an exercise. Just as an exercise, you keep on doing one thing after another. Here also, you do this, then this. There's a movement of hand in the exercise, and then you switch over from one exercise to another exercise. There are repetitions in exercise. You have to, usually they do 3 sets or 4 sets. If you are doing something, for example, chest exercises, it could be anything, dumbbell press or anything, or bench press. You do 3 sets of 12 each or 16 each, depends upon the capacity of the person, and then you repeat. So in this process, the muscles are pumped into action, and then they are given rest, and then again into action, and again given rest, and this is how the muscles are built. So a long-standing exercise practice is needed for this. So in the similar manner, this practice of sound and silence, from sound to silence, from again silence to sound, sound to silence, and sound to silence, this practice itself is an exercise. So if you take it as an exercise, you have to do repetitive sets and continuously. And one more thing which Baba has added, I check myself and see if I have conquered the senses. I check myself and see if I have conquered the senses. This is the spiritual drill, spiritual exercise to make me powerful. They will build spiritual muscles of soul. Check yourself and see if I have conquered the senses. An elephant is sitting and enjoying his afternoon sleep. And suddenly, a bee comes buzzing and sits on the ears of that elephant, one ear. And the elephant just moves it away. Then again that bee comes with that buzzing noise. Again that elephant moves it away. Again it comes. Multiple times that bee comes. Then the elephant looks at that bee and asks, why are you so restless? Why can't you sit calm at one point, one place? The bee says, how can I? I get attracted to everything I see, I smell, I hear. If I smell something, if I hear something, if I see something, that thing attracts me. And that's why I am restless. And in turn, the bee asks the elephant, why are you so calm? The elephant responds. The elephant says, my senses are under my control. I do not get attracted by anything. When I eat, I enjoy eating. When I walk, I enjoy walking. I keep my attention under my control. If I sit, I am just sitting. If I walk, I am just walking. If I sleep, I am just sleeping. I keep my attention under my control. I decide where it has to go. And I love to keep myself focused only on one thing. So once you are focused on one thing, your attention doesn't go here and there. When you do multitasking, attention gets divided. So, if you are doing any exercise, and just imagine, you have a pain somewhere, you got to hurt, and the next day, as a part of routine, you are doing your exercises. So on that day, you don't feel concentrated, because that pain pulls you all the time. You don't enjoy exercising, you don't enjoy that drill. Every day, we all sit here, but imagine, on one particular day, you get high grade fever, 102. Will you enjoy sitting here and listening? It's not that you don't enjoy listening, but you are not comfortable. Because your attention is constantly towards that pain, that discomfort in the body. So, this is a very good exercise that we love. We learn to remain focused. And this exercise has to be started with gross things. When we are eating, we are just eating. When we are cutting vegetables, we are just cutting vegetables, focused. We are sitting and listening to class, we are just sitting and listening and doing no other thing. Total attention, absolute attentive mind. Because mind needs something to hold. Otherwise, it strays here and there. For example, in India, whenever in southern India mostly, whenever there are the religious festivals, so there are small lanes in villages or in cities. So they, what they do, you know, there's a big elephant and there is a procession of the elephant through the lanes. And there is a temple there. And the elephant has to reach that temple and they might decorate and they will decorate the elephant and doing or something or other they will do with that elephant. So during this journey, there are a lot of shops, banana shops, dates, anything. So what this elephant does, it's so restless. It takes that bunch of banana and throws it away. Whatever it sees on the way, there are small lanes. So there is a bunch of flowers, it takes those flowers and throw away here, there. And very destructive attitude, restless attitude. The elephant goes through that small lane. So how to prevent the destruction? Now there is a temple, some old temple. And from here the elephant starts and there are a lot of lanes and ways. And while it's going, it does all these things. So what is the way out, you know? Yes? What does the elephant trainer does? What do they? Huh? No, they don't. That is for horses, not for elephant. What does the elephant trainer do? Yeah. It gives a small stick and puts it through the trunk. So now the elephant is focused on the trunk, that stick. What it does, the elephant trainer, what he does? He takes a bamboo or a stick and introduces it inside his trunk. So now the elephant is no more doing any destructive activity. It is no more attracted towards banana or flower. Anybody who comes in the path of elephant, it's a wild elephant. So it's very dangerous. Sometimes it can even kill people, trample people under his feet. So the best thing is, this is the trunk, so put a stick. And with that stick, he is focused, he is calm now. He is not doing any destructive activity. The stick of Srimat. Yes, this mind is a wild, wild elephant. If you want to tame this elephant, you have to give it the stick of Srimat, the stick of Maryadas, the stick of physical, the spiritual drill. Tell it that you have to do this drill how many times? How many times? Multiple times. So, but there should be a figure. Always we should work with figures. We have to go to the stage where there are no figures, but we should start working with figures. That I will do this exercise 3 times, 2 times in 1 hour. Keep the alarm set. Now it's the time to enter into silence. Then again come into sound, then enter into silence. Then again come into sound, enter into silence. So this is a spiritual drill. But then this is not that easy. We will forget. There are so many things to be done throughout the day. Seva and other things. So this is a very subtle practice, internal practice. Sound, silence. Sound, silence. Sound, silence. Baba says, do it in a second. So this is a drill. This is an exercise. This is a workout. Spiritual workout. It will build spiritual muscles. It will pump energy into the system. And gradually your spiritual stamina will increase. What will happen? spiritual stamina will increase. This is very helpful because life is full of opposites. Anytime, anything can come. New challenges every time. Difficulties, problems, predicaments, anything. So Baba says, what is today's drill? I become stable in the stage of silence. Just enter into silence suddenly, in a second. Because my eternal stage is the, my eternal form is of sweet silence. So I am a silent soul. I am the child of a ocean of silence. God is ocean of silence. He remains calm for how many years? He observes Mon Vrat for how many years? 5,000 years. He doesn't speak. 4,900 years. Just how much powerful somebody. If you can keep silence for 3 days, you become so powerful. Just 3 days. No words. Digital silence. No communication. Offline. Internet silence. 3 days if one becomes silent. One becomes so powerful when he comes out. If you can extend that 3 days to 7 days, one becomes all the more powerful. If you can keep the silence for 21 days, you will feel everything nonsense. The world of words, all speeches, lectures, everything waste, total wastage. To speak appears wastage. Because what to speak? There's nothing. Speech is so feeble. It's worthless. It can never bring any transformation. Such feelings will come to you. And if you can extend this 21 days to 90 days, 3 months, silence. Silence becomes your life. Silence becomes your life. Then you just want to continue like that. You know, there was one Meher Baba in Maharashtra, Meherabad. He observed silence from 1946 or 48, I think. Okay. And then suddenly he will announce a day that now I am going to break my silence. But then he did not feel like to break it and he extended it. So he observed silence from 1948 or 46 and continued this silence till 1969. He died on 31st January, I think. Yeah. So till that time, he continued his silence. Totally calm. He spoke only with sign language. And his disciple is the only person who used to understand all this. What was his name? I forgot. Huh? Disciple's name. Who used to understand and translate all his speeches. Because that philosophy is very much near to Brahma Kumaris. Whatever he said. Very deep philosophy. So, silence has such a power. One who has tasted silence, the speech appears tasteless. No flavor. That person cannot relish speech. Because silence is so delicious. It's so tasty. Full of flavor. So, Mahatma Gandhi used to have silence every Monday, once a week. Yes, you can communicate with, if you want, with sign language. But, Aryamon, that means total silence. Not with signals, not by writing, not with eyes, nothing. Total silence. So silence of 3 days, silence of 1 day, sometimes 1 day, sometimes 3 days, 7 days, 21 days, 3 months, or extended. When Buddha received the knowledge under the Bodhi tree as an and he became enlightened, he lost the desire to speak and 7 days he was totally calm. He did not speak at all. It is shown that the deities from heaven come and they convince him, please, whatever you have received, give to the world. But he said, what is the use? Will these people understand? Because what I am going to tell, explain, these people are in sound. They will not understand it. But then somehow they convinced him. There might be at least in thousand one person who will understand. For that one person you start speaking. And that's how Buddha started speaking. And he continued speaking for 40 years. Till he died at the age of 81. So, speech is good. But silence, speech is silver. And silence is gold. And what is diamond? Silence, silver is, speech is silver. Silence is gold. Controlled speech is diamond. Diamond is controlled speech. You speak only when it is necessary. Otherwise, you stay calm. That is even higher than silence. How many people have tasted silence in their lives? 3 days. Continuous 3 days. 2 months. Total silence? Good. Anybody? Total silence. How many months of days? 7 days. So when you observe silence for 7 days, when you come out, you are no more the same person. You are totally changed. Totally changed. Silence is such a powerful weapon, a tool. Here, what we do? The moment a curiosity arises, we try to fulfill that curiosity. I want to know what is this. Immediately you go on internet and search what it is. Immediately you want to remember somebody, you immediately talk with that person. In silence, all those subtle tendencies and propensities of the mind are curbed. Thoughts come and they go away. Desires come and you observe and they go away. You don't have that indulgent attitude, bhokta bhav, but you enter into the observer's outlook, witness outlook. You witness everything, sakshi. So this is how the silence is so powerful. So, if it is not possible to observe silence throughout the day, at least 4 hours silence, intermittent silence. Just we have intermittent fasting, so intermittent silence. Okay. And another thing Baba spoke is conquer the senses. And another fasting, powerful tool is fasting. That stick. Srimat is one stick, exercise is another stick. Fasting is also another stick. So I hope everybody is enjoying. Hunger is the best food in the world. Hunger is the best sauce. Nothing is like hunger. There is one poet, Rumi. You know Rumi? What he wrote, you know? Rumi says in his poem, there is a hidden sweetness in the stomach's emptiness. There is a hidden sweetness in the stomach's emptiness. We are lutes, no more, no less. If the sound box is stuffed full of anything, no music. If the brain and belly are burning clean with fasting, every moment a new song comes out of fire. When you're fasting and there is nothing, no water, no food in the stomach, what happens? Every moment a new song. The fog clears away. Fog in the mind clears away. New understanding and a new energy makes you run up the steps in front of you. Be emptier and cry like a reed instrument's cry. Emptier. Write secrets with the reed pen. When you are full of food and drink, Saturn sits. Saturn is Shaitan. When you are full of food, what happens? Food and drink. Saturn sits where your spirit should. An ugly metal statue in place of the Kaaba. When you fast, good habits gather like friends who want to help. When you fast, what happens? Good habits gather. Fasting is a Solomon's ring. Don't give it to some illusion or lose your power. And even if you have lost all will and control, they come back when you fast, like soldiers appearing out of the ground, pennants flying above them. A table descends to your tenet, Jesus' table. Expect to see it when you fast. This table spreads with other food better than the broth of cabbages. It's written so beautifully. So fasting is a very powerful tool. So once a week, to stay healthy, one should fast. But don't overdo it. Because once you start enjoying it, you want to do it immediately after another day. Don't do that. Keep it only once a week. Only once a week. One. Second, silence once a week. These are the two Mahavrata. Mahavrata. First, Maun. And second, fasting. These two principles or Vrat, they make you very powerful. And if they both are combined, then don't ask what will happen. You are fasting also and you are observing Maun also. This is how religious speakers, seekers used to do. They used to enter into a cave. Sisters, nuns, what they used to do? Observe silence, total silence, not speaking with anybody. Just remembering Jesus and nun. So they make you powerful. Self-contemplation, self-churning, self-observation. You understand the tendencies of your mind. Okay, so sweet silence, spiritual exercise, spiritual drill, and these two observances. Silence once a week and fasting, total fasting. Go, best is dry. Best. You remain relaxed. You don't have to just think of food. When juices, you have to think which juice, that juice, this water, that water. You have to do some preparations. Here you don't have to do any preparations. You just move anywhere. You are just free all the time. Take the book and read Avyakta Murli and Chintan and do churning. That's it. No other work. Then you understand how much food had occupied me. Whole my life has gone in thinking about food. That realization comes only when you stay away from it. And you realize how body become healthy. Inside. Not the outside. Inside you will feel it. Okay. Om Shanti.